You are now listening to Conversations with Congressman King. Discussion on issues that impact your life with your representative from Iowa's 5th District.
Welcome to Conversations with Congressman King. This is Steve King, and we're here today with Mark Buschkamp out of Cherokee, Iowa. Mark is a graduate of Wayne State College, but he's currently on the board of directors of the Highway 20 Association and is really the director of the Cherokee Area Economic Development Corporation. Mark, you have been a real leader on this four-lane Highway 20 proposition and made a presentation in Sioux City here a little while back when we had the four-lane Highway 20 summit. And by all accounts, it was a good presentation. Really appreciate you being active on that issue and many of the development issues that have to do with the four-lane Highway 20 corridor, the Cherokee County area. Welcome aboard, Mark Buschkamp.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
I'm awfully glad to have you. You have taken a leadership role here for quite some time, and I know when I first started running for Congress, you were there in Cherokee area, and that many of the events that I attended, and you've been played a central role in a lot of the things that are going on there in Cherokee itself and in Cherokee County. What's the biggest challenge you have in Cherokee County?
Well, certainly it's coordination of everything that you do. There are so many things that are part of economic development and part of community development, and so many organizations and so many individuals that play a part in that. It's a matter of strategically planning what your goals are and then making sure that you've delegated some of that to other people, because you just can't do it all by yourself. So it's finding those volunteers in the community who are willing to step up to promote the community and to do their part to make this a great place to live and to make it an economically viable place and a good place for business to locate.
Well, and it sure seems to be, and your Cherokee County is an energy export county, a net export county, would it not be?
Yes, and we are excited. Obviously, one of our goals, we're going to be going back into doing strategic planning here this next month. And I think from what I hear from my board of directors, you know, one of our goals is to become the alternative energy capital of Iowa.
Well, that's a fine and shining goal, and I lay some credit to the entire northwest corner, especially of Iowa, but we are right now the number two congressional district in ethanol production. We'll be number one before the snow flies this fall. We're number one in biodiesel production. We are at least fourth in wind generation of electricity, on our way to second, perhaps first. A lot of things have happened there, and Cherokee County has led the way.
Well, certainly, and I guess I'd like to think that we played a part in that. We have Little Sioux Corn Processors Ethanol Plant, which was a 40-million-gallon plant when it started. It expanded to 52, and now it's expanding again, and hopefully by the end of this year, we will be at 92 million gallons on that ethanol plant. Obviously, we have wind generation in this plant. As anyone who can start here at the east end of our county and see the hundreds of wind turbines that are in place. We hopefully next year at this time or about then we'll be talking about our 30 million gallon biodiesel plant, which should be hopefully in operation at or close in that time. You know, we also have GeoLoop. Geothermal is an international seller of geothermal systems. And we've also started on another project here with refuse-derived fuel in what we call process-engineered fuel, which is reclaiming materials from our landfills and going to be using that in a solid fuel boiler to power our biodiesel plant.
You know, that's one way to turn what would otherwise go into the landfill into energy then, isn't it, Mark?
Well, certainly. It's great because, you know, first of all, we extend the life of our landfill by at least four times. We are using materials instead of just burying them. And again, the materials, some people say, oh, man, that's got to be polluted when you burn that. But actually, you are eliminating all those materials. All the recyclables are pulled out. All the toxins are pulled out. All the PVC plastics, the electronics, anything that would have that chlorine and mercury in it. And we've done burn tests on this stuff. It burns cleaner than coal. So it is a great alternative energy source. And you know, the thing we probably don't think about this, but this is truly one of the most renewable sources we have, because, you know, if you look at corn or beans, it's always dependent on next year's crop or this year's crop. Garbage comes in every day, whether you want it to or not, it's there. And so it's truly renewable each and every day of the year.
And you might as well take something that's viewed as a negative and turn it into a positive. That's been the American way, and watching this technology as it unfolds. I just think about you, though, Mark, and we're talking with Mark Buschkamp, the director of the Cherokee Area Economic Development Corporation, and you're listening to Conversations with Congressman King. But, Mark, I look back on a little bit of your bio here, and I wonder, when you got into this business of working in economic development, especially when you came in to take over the task there in Cherokee County, did you ever imagine that your development efforts would be so varied, so interesting? Let me say exciting. It looks to me like you had so many things take place there in the last few years and things that you're on the cusp of seeing happen now. Has this surpassed your expectations for a job?
Well, it definitely keeps me busy. That's no doubt. There is exactly what you said, Congressman. It is so varied. One in the morning, I can be standing in our American Natural Soy plant, which is an organic crush plant for soybeans, and they do organic crush of flax. That afternoon, I can be sitting with the CEO out here of Tyson's, very large meatpacking company. Or I can be working with a small community on a community attraction grant for a new community center. So it is varied. I mean, it can be sitting there talking with a CEO to sitting with a small community of 250 to 500 people trying to help them figure out how they're going to keep their community center alive or make their community survive.
Has boredom ever set in this task that you have in front of you, Mark?
I have never had the opportunity to slow down long enough to be bored. No, absolutely not. It's almost usually a sense of panic of how am I going to get everything done in the time that I'm allotted. So no, boredom has never been an issue.
It's so much different a time than it was 20 years ago when we were pretty close to the middle of the bottom of the farm crisis, and people were looking around wondering what are we going to do? How are we going to find the capital? Where are the ideas going to come from? And now, a couple of decades later, it looks like the capital has been found, a lot of it, and there's always a search for more. The ideas are laying out there. More ideas will be generated, but it's an entirely different world today than it was 20 years ago, would you say, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess there's been this resurgence in the agricultural industry with the advent of ethanol and biodiesel and, some of the corollary businesses that spin off of this. I see great opportunities here in the heartland. We not only have those opportunities, but others that will come. But one of the things that are key to all of this, just like it is in any industry, is transportation infrastructure. We have to complete Highway 20 in this western part of Iowa because so much of what we're doing here is key to that happening. I stood with the governor here in that organic soy plant 4 years ago, and he told me, we'll bring you the roads when you build the industry. Well, we've got the industry here now, and I wish that he was still in office so I could go to him and I could say, we've done our part, now do what you said you would do, because we have built an incredible industry in here. I think along the stretch of Highway 20 from its very eastern part to its western part, and it's hard to keep a current handle on this because there's so many projects, but there are either in operation, in planning, or development about 31 biofuel projects within about a 25-mile corridor either side of Highway 20 across the state. That's phenomenal. And that product has to both come in and go out, and we need the infrastructure here.
That's really something. You're listening to Conversations with Congressman King, and we're here with Mark Buschkamp, the director of Cherokee Area Economic Development Corporation. And Mark, when you talked about four-lane Highway 20, and I trained myself to always say four-lane Highway 20 for fear they turn it into a Super 2 on us, but there's some people that have worked on that for more than 40 years, and I look at some of the facilities that have been built along that corridor with the anticipation that there would be a follow-through on the completion of four-lane Highway 20. We all believe it will happen someday. Sunday and not that far away. In your comments on the governor's statement, build the industry and then we'll bring you the roads. My point generally was, you know, if we waited for the train to go by before we built the Transcontinental Railroad, we'd never had a railroad in America. Yes, if you build it, they will come. And they told us, don't say that. Well, we should have kept saying it because it's true. But additionally, now, like you say, we built the industry. There's more industry coming. You go down the road and look around you and you'll see grain trucks going one way. You'll see DDGs going the other way. You'll see ethanol you'll see CO2 being shipped and transported. That's just some of the things, the blades for our turbines and the generators and the framework and all of those things that are coming in and out of the countryside. This needs to happen for the economic development of the northwest part of Iowa, and I appreciate your push for it. We have also appropriated millions of dollars from the federal government, and not only Tom Vilsack, governor, supported this conditionally, but both candidates going into the November 8th election for governor, Jim Nussel and Chuck Culver, both voiced solid support for four-lane Highway 20. Have you heard anything from Governor Culver since he was inaugurated?
I have not in specifically as to his plans for a Highway 20. I did have a meeting with him on last week Wednesday, and he just reiterated that he'd like to see it done, but obviously financially they have to find the money to do it. And there is, of course, a plan on the table with the Iowa legislature that was being promoted by the Department of Transportation called Time 21, which listed out a matrix of funding opportunities for the legislature to look at. And at this point, I guess I don't know if it's going to survive and get past this legegislative session or not.
And that matrix of funding, you're talking about an increase in taxes so that there can be some more revenue go into road construction?
Yes, that's correct. They laid out a matrix of things. A couple of the probably more prominent ones that would be in there would be an increase in the fuel tax, which I don't believe has been adjusted since 1989, or the possibility of an increase in pickup fees, registration fees. Those are just two of probably 8 or 9 different funding mechanisms that they could look at.
And did you get the sense from that meeting with Governor Culver that without these funds that there wouldn't be a willingness to go forward on a four-lane 20, or was there any implication could be drawn from that conversation?
Well, probably not a direct implication that it wouldn't be done, just that it would take more time. And as you pointed out earlier, this project has been overpromised since the beginning. I have a friend of mine here in Cherokee who tells me the story that as a young lad right out of high school, he was working and doing the surveying down by Correctionville, which of course is south of here, and this whole four-lane Highway 20 was supposed to have been done in the next 4 to 6 years after that. Well, Kenny is now retired. So if that gives you any indication of what how long it's been a long time that we've been promised this. And, you know, quite frankly, we can't always play second fiddle out here, and I hate to say that because it sounds like we're playing regionalism here, but obviously we have seen a lot of impetus on four-lane roads in the eastern part of Iowa, and we do see some great economic activity out there. We've got economic activity going on here, but it's almost in spite of, not because of, the support we have, of course, in our infrastructure.
Well, and Mark, I recall taking an Iowa map and cutting it down I-29 from Sioux Falls to Omaha, on then 80 to Des Moines, and then I-35 north up to 90 again and back, laid that out in the state legislature and said, there's not another area in the upper Midwest as large as this that's not transversed by a four-lane highway. But the crooked finger of the chairman that was on that map said, but 3 times the population lives over here on the other side of the state, and you can't get away from that.
Well, certainly that is. And, you know, you have to realize and look at the fact that we continue, even with all this industrial growth that we have in this area in the biofuels industry, we are still losing population.
We will turn that around with the kind of economic development that you're pushing there in Cherokee County and in the surrounding counties. And one day you and I will cut that ribbon together and we'll put the crews on in Sioux City and we'll drive to Dubuque. How's that sound?
That would be wonderful, Congressman.
Thank you so much. We've been here with Mark Buschkamp, Cherokee Area Economic Development Director. This has been Conversations with Congressman King.
Please join us next time on Conversations with Congressman King. For more information on any of the topics mentioned today, visit the website at house.gov/Steve King.